I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up now with Allie Burlow. And this week, Allie visits a different sort of school lunch.
It might sound like I'm at a block party in Martha's Vineyard, but actually it's the West Tisbury School's community lunch. The gym is full of rows of long tables, each set with plates and flatware, real glasses and linens. And it's bustling. The music you hear? That's recording artist Willie Mason. He's headlining this gig. It is his alma mater, after all. The entire kindergarten through eighth grade is here. That's 350 students, plus about 100 staff, and 30 parent volunteers, many of whom help cook. The West Tisbury School does two of these community lunches a year. Chilmark School does them too. It seems like it's becoming a trend. Besides its festive atmosphere, I asked the principal of the school, Donna Lowell Betancourt, why would you change up a fairly rigorous lunch schedule for 350 students to have them all eat together instead? Because I can see it's a lot of work, kind of like herding cats.
You know, like right now, the way we split our school is kindergarten has their own lunch, first and second grade, third and fourth grade, fifth and sixth grade, seventh and eighth grade. But, you know, an eighth and a second grade sitting together, it's anything like that where you can bring the kids cross grade level together is really what we were trying to do. Being able to bring everyone together is a huge gift.
It's a heartwarming scene to watch as the little ones find their way to their tables and the big ones greet them. On the Vineyard, 40% of the public school students receive free or reduced lunch. This lunch is no different. It costs the same as any other school lunch. That's $3. And even though it's special, the school can swing it because a lot of the local food is donated. At my table, sixth grader Rodeo from Aquinnah is our expediter. His job is to run the food from the kitchen.
I think we're waiting for a first grader, right? Yeah, that makes sense. We got kindergarten, second, third, fourth, seventh, and sixth. So, I don't know, either a fifth grader or a first grader.
So they're all mixed up?
Yeah, it's all mixed up for different grades, so different people will get to meet each other. That's kind of the point, like, because, like, the middle schoolers are so far away from the kindergartners, so it's just a chance for everybody to get to meet each other and meet new people.
Welcome to the third community lunch.
That hooting you hear? That's the cafeteria director, Jen DeVivo. She's jumped up on stage next to Willie to welcome everyone. Today's lunch is home-cooked and served family-style out of the cafeteria. It's island-grown chicken, kale, and some other veggies from the school garden and from the gleaning program. Those were processed over the summer, then frozen until needed, and they're all part of the menu. Isaac, a fifth grader at my table, shares some of his thoughts.
Chicken's really good.
Yeah?
It's nice and juicy, not too dry.
This all made me wonder, how do you throw an all-school community lunch if feeding the whole community is daunting? Or maybe your cafeteria isn't cooking from scratch and Willie Mason is booked on tour. I asked Rodeo for his opinion.
If you were going to talk to students in other schools, if they wanted to do this, what advice would you give them?
You definitely have to be willing to do it. So if you wanted to do it, like, be willing to take time, help out. It wasn't that bad. You know, we had our amazing chefs cooking the food, and then we helped make name tags for everyone. We helped set the tablecloths. But as long as everything's sort of like a plan set out, you just have to do what you need to do.
What would you say to a school or kids at a school that didn't have as many farmers around?
It really helps having farmers, but, you know, school, we have our own garden in our school. We get a lot of stuff from there. And it doesn't really matter. It's just how much you really want to do it and if you actually are dedicated to it.
Was there anything new on this table today that you tried?
Yeah, I really like the salads. I love Brussels sprouts. And I tried some of the sauce. So I just sort of mixed and mashed.
And so, would you want to keep doing this here, or would you take this to the high school, too?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would be great if all schools, and not even just schools, but just communities did this.
Cool. Anything else you want to tell me?
No.
For WCAI's Local Food Report, I'm Allie Burlow.
You can find some good pictures of West Tisbury's community lunch right on our website. And if you have a lunch story you want to share, please give us a call on our listener line or get in touch with us through our website, capeandislands.org. This local food report was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, for Atlantic Public Media. Thanks for listening.